April 23, 1921. The love of God will triumph over all the evils of creatures. God will look at the acts of creatures through the acts of the soul done in the divine will. I am going through most bitter days. My always lovable Jesus has almost eclipsed himself. What pain! What torment! I just feel my mind beyond the spheres, in his will, wanting to take this holy volition, bring it below the spheres, into the midst of men, and give it to each one of them as their own life. My mind struggles between the divine will and the human will of all, in order to make them one. Now, as I was at the summit of my bitterness, my sweet Jesus just barely moved in my interior, and putting out his hands, he took my hands in his, and told me in my interior, "My daughter, courage, I will come, I will come. You, occupy yourself with nothing else but my volition. Let us leave the earth aside. They will get tired and evil. They will keep sowing terror, fright and slaughters everywhere. But the end will come, my love will triumph over all of their evils. Therefore, lay your will within mine, and with your acts you will come to extend a second heaven over the heads of all. And I will look at the acts of the creatures through your divine acts, divine, because they all start from my will. And you will force my eternal volition to descend below the spheres, so as to triumph over the evil of the human will. Therefore, if you want my will to descend and my love to triumph, you must ascend beyond the spheres, dwell up there, and extend your acts in my will. Then, we will descend together. We will assail the creatures with my volition, with my love. We will confuse them in such a way that they will not be able to resist us. Therefore, for now let us allow them to do what they want. Live in my will and have patience.